not just for me. It's a good day for the fans and good day for the player too. I have to tell also that it was a good quality game from both teams. I think Dunfermline, he come out and he tried just to close the gap because Dunfermline is also a team which one he want to be in the top, and he knows that if he lose this game, the gap will be bigger. He done everything. He just come and he fight it. I think he made also, especially in the last 15 minutes, a lot of pressure over us. But so generally, I think that we deserved the 3 points because we scored 2 goals and he scored just one. I am just a little bit sad about it that, especially in the first half, we had 2-3 good chances and we didn't use again. And we come out in the second half, and I told in the dressing room too to the players that, look, in the first 20 minutes, it will be again that he come and he try to score. But the place will be free for us to score even over counter-attack. And we had 2 big chances, especially Sam. He had just head in, is the game over. And in this direction, we must be more better. If you are more clinical, I think you make your life easier. And also just think about Dunfermline, he pressed us, he tried, but he don't had a clear chance. And we made a chance for them with penalty, just because if you are a little bit clever, you make in the middle line somewhere just a tactical fault, you go back in the shape, it's no penalty, it's nothing, and you play just your football. I think in this direction we must be happy that we don't went in the last 15 minutes after the game. We don't panic like we panicked against Brecon in the last 10 minutes. And this is already development.
2 great goals from Scott. I mean, if he can do that every week for you, Saba, he will be an important player.
Yeah, look, I told you, I'm telling you, I am unhappy about it because he have to score 4 today. But fantastic is good. Yeah, no, it's if he score in every game 2 goals, it's okay. But really, we saw that the team, I think today was a teamwork. Generally, everybody played in his position, which one is needed. I am just really very sorry and for Willy Floddy, because Willow Floddy, because he anchored his shoulder out. And I hope he can come back very quick, because he's a very important player and even a very important person in the dressing room. If we lose him, it will be difficult for us. But generally, I wish all the best to him to come very quick back from this injury.
Is he going to hospital? Or?
He will be going to hospital, but I think generally he have a pain, but it's fixed back, pushed back. So I hope that is nothing damaged inside, but he have to make an X-ray to see if something is broken or not, but I hope not, because at the moment it's not swollen.
Are you pleased the fans are smiling this weekend like last week?
Yes, because I am always happy if we can make really the fans happy, and he helped us also, especially in the last 10 minutes he stand up and he tried to encourage the team, and I think this is a fantastic thing for us, because against Brecon he was very sad, we was down, and also for the team was a very very important winning, because after this game Brecon you dropped these 2 points, and the pressure was very high, very high. I come today in the dressing room, I talk to the player, and you feel that I don't know how handle this situation. If today I lose, or if today I just make a draw, it's not, oh my God, what? No, this is also my job, that I have to handle the situation psychologically correct, and I have to strong them psychologically, not just physically. If you are psychologically, I think, strong, you can win this kind of games. And now you are top in the league and everybody hunting you. And this is not just, I told, football, just the legs here upstairs, you know. You have to be clever to keep even the 3 points. And now we have 2 games away. And I think now he can come the truth out how strong is Dundee United, how strong is my team, how strong we are together. Because if you win these two games in a row, I think you can have a nice Christmas.
Good summer. Thank you very much.